to the Finding Idaho podcast. Finding Idaho is a division of Realty One Group professionals in Boise, Idaho. I'm Andy Coleman, an associate broker in the great state of Idaho, and this is our very first podcast episode. I've got my wife, Nellie, here with me today.
Hello.
Hi. So our goal with this very first podcast is simply to introduce ourselves, to let you know what to expect from our Finding Idaho podcast. We love our beautiful state, and we're so thankful and proud to live here and call Idaho our home. Nellie and I have been married for almost 20 years, coming up in August.
Yes.
We both grew up here in the Treasure Valley, which actually spans portions of Idaho as well as into Oregon. We left to go to school in South Dakota and California at different points in our marriage, but we brought our little family back about 11 years ago to Meridian, just west of Boise, to raise our family.
11 years. They have gone so fast.
Yes, they have. I think we blinked, maybe.
Yes, we blinked. We've got four kids. Our oldest will be 18 this year, and our youngest is just 3. We've been privileged to homeschool here in Idaho, and we love to grow food in our backyard. We've got lots of grapevines and veggie gardens, fruit trees, and berries. Andy and I also love managing our church's community garden, which is about 2 miles from our home. During the summer, we are definitely into camping and hiking. Pretty much, if it includes being outdoors, we're in.
Yes.
Okay, enough about us. Let's talk podcast and real estate. By the way, I am a stay-at-home mom. I'm a gardener. I'm a teacher. I am not a realtor. I will simply be asking the real estate questions of Andy so that he can answer.
That is fair.
So, what can folks expect to glean from the Finding Idaho podcast?
Well, first of all, I think the most obvious thing is my intent to really keep people up to date on market information for the greater Boise area. It's been a really crazy ride the last, especially 3 years or so. So I'm really hoping to be able to answer some of those questions. A lot of times I get the same questions from folks over and over, and I want to be able to kind of help people understand what's happening, what trends are going on. We will not be here to make these wild predictions of what we expect, but we will maybe do a little bit of speculation. Turns out my crystal ball's broken, though, so I try not to do a whole lot of speculation in that sense, but we're going to look at the facts. We're going to look at what's currently going on and maybe, you know, look back historically at what's happened and, you know, hopefully be able to glean some insight in that sense.
Are you planning to have guests?
Yes, absolutely. I can't just talk by myself or I'll be in trouble. But that also goes into my next goal, which is to introduce listeners within the episodes to come to everyone from local loan officers to CPAs to builders, financial advisors, inspectors, even local business owners is the big highlight too, because there's local business owners of all sorts. And, you know, you and I have always been really passionate about supporting locally owned small businesses.
Yes.
In the area. And we have so many amazing ones here that I want to do what we can to really support those people. And so I believe that those businesses are really the, you know, the ma and pa shops, so to speak, mm-hmm. are the backbone of America in many cases. And
yes.
So I would love to see them be found, you know, and that's really a large part of why we ever began calling our real estate business Finding Idaho.
Right. I think we came up with that name about 5 years ago,
uh-huh.
and it felt like it embodied what we hoped you would be able to do for people, and that's to simply help them discover our area, discover the amazing businesses that we have, and perhaps even their own piece of Idaho as they chose to buy and sell. That was before our state began to experience a huge influx, but that's maybe a topic for another episode.
Yeah, maybe a little too big to cover today.
Okay, so in 30 seconds, describe your approach to real estate, how you approach your own clients, and how you will be providing local market information.
How about 40 seconds?
No, you're already at 29. Go.
I think everything that I am, really, apart from real estate, influences how I approach my business.
Yeah.
I'm proudly a husband and dad first, a worship leader, even a gardener, so to speak.
You are.
But I am a down-to-earth guy, and I don't really fit the general realtor mold or what most people may think a realtor should look or act like. I've never actually seen an episode of Selling Sunset, even though I do like to claim that modeling agencies are after me all the time.
It's the beard.
Yeah, it's a lie is what it is. But I hate the salesy fake approach. I absolutely do love real estate and even the nitty gritty of real estate law as I was becoming an associate broker. But I will most often show up in jeans. In fact, my the owner of our brokerage and my good friend laughs at me anytime that I have anything other than jeans and a t-shirt on and asks me where I'm going. And usually he's right that I'm headed somewhere that, you know, requires dressing up. So I also have my own coffee cup with me pretty much anywhere I go.
Yeah, they might as well know about the coffee cup now. You're never without it.
It's true. But coffee has to be enjoyed from a good mug.
Okay,
and
that's fair.
It tastes better coming out of the ceramic, if we're being honest with ourselves. But, okay, back to real estate. You know, people are really at the core of what we do. Sometimes that means I have to talk people out of selling because I have to be able to sleep at night. And sometimes not selling is the best thing for them, depending on what's going on in their lives. And so, you know, we find ourselves as realtors often, we joke around about it. But, you know, find myself as a marriage counselor sometimes and, you know, advisor in those same senses because there's so much that goes into these decisions. And that's really what it comes down to is people over profit. You know, we want to see people succeed. We want to see people blessed and being able
choices.
To enjoy. Yeah, exactly. But I am confident that for folks listening, whether they're hoping to purchase their first home or experienced investors, people that are looking to move to Idaho for the first time, or even if they've been here for their entire lives, that this podcast will really hopefully be helpful in keeping a pulse on what's happening, not only in our market, but what's happening with local plans and what's going on with local businesses and what they're doing in the community. And we're going to hear from people in the industry, you know, even quite a few other realtors that will have different areas of expertise than I can that maybe they can help us learn some things from their viewpoint, too, because we all have something to really share. And hopefully we can even remove a little bit of the mystery of the realtor life.
So what can we expect in episode two?
Episode two will be a complete market analysis of what's going on in the greater Boise area for April of 2022. The goal will be to record that and have it out within the next day so that we can have as much accurate information on that report as we can. We're also going to be talking to an incredible local mortgage broker who is going to explain kind of what's going on with the interest rates, what he's seeing, the trends, and how that's affecting both buyers and sellers because we think of it often as just being affecting us on the buying side, but it really does affect the sellers quite a bit. So we're going to talk about that and hopefully have some great information for all of you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for having me on your first episode. And thank you all for listening and joining us for the very first Finding Idaho podcast episode. Please consider subscribing so you don't miss the next one. And we'd love to hear from you if you have any market questions for Andy or his guests or any local businesses that you'd like to hear more about. Until then, have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, guys.